The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the holy ones who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him. In love he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the Beloved. In Christ we have redemption. We have redemption by his blood, the forgiveness of transgressions, in accord with the riches of his grace that he lavished upon us. In all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will in accord with his favor, that he set forth in him as a plan for the fullness of times, to sum up all things in Christ, in heaven and on earth. The word of the Lord. The Lord has made known his salvation. The Lord has made known his salvation. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. The Lord has made known his salvation. The Lord has made his salvation known. In the sight of the nations he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. The Lord has made known his salvation. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song, sing praise. The Lord has made known his salvation. Sing praise to the Lord with the harp and the melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Sing joyfully before the King, the Lord. The Lord has made known his salvation. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Woe to you, the Lord said, woe to you who build the memorial of the prophets, whom your fathers killed. Consequently, you bear witness and give consent to the deeds of your ancestors, and they killed them, and you do the building. Therefore, the wisdom of God said, I will send to them prophets and apostles. Some of them they will kill and persecute, and others they have, in order that this generation might be charged with the blood of all the prophets shed since the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who died between the altar and the temple building. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be charged with their blood. Woe to you, scholars of the law! You have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you stopped those trying to enter. When Jesus left, the scribes and the Pharisees began to act with hostility toward him and to interrogate him about many things, for they were plotting to catch him at something he might say. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we celebrate the Feast of St. Teresa Avila. I was ordained a deacon 32 years, which blows my mind, 32 years ago today. And when I was, before I was getting ordained, I was up talking to the Carmelites, who, of course, she was a Carmelite, with Mother Emmanuel at that time. And I was telling her, and she goes, oh, Larry, God had that plan. You need a very strong woman in your life. And there's no one stronger than Teresa Avila. And her call, of course, was to be holy and to make the Carmelites holy. And that is the exact reading from the first reading today. It says in Ephesians here, chapter 1, verse 4, God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and without blemish or blameless in his sight. That again, you have two options. You become a saint or you go to hell. It's just that simple, huh? I was with the seminarians up in Conception Abbey, great, great kids, great place, middle of nowhere. So I don't think I picked up anything, because talk about middle of nowhere, nowhere. Anyway, so we're there, and I just said, gentlemen, you got to become saints or you're going to go to hell. So if you don't want to be a saint, you shouldn't even be in seminary. And they get afraid. Can you imagine? But that's for all of us. God wants you and me to be a saint. Not only does he want us to be, he created us to be so that we could live forever. And to be a saint is simple, people. Well, it's when God's will and our will become one. It's not going around looking holy, holy, holy. Again, as you know, that scares me. It's when I know that you and I are doing God's will. That's what makes us saints, not looking holy. Because I've known a lot of people that look holy that are far from saints. So do God's will and be a saint. Nature know his love today and forever.